The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And today we're talking about how to organize your landing pad. You know that spot where everybody dumps their stuff when they walk in the door?
Oh, yeah. Shoes, backpacks, keys, treasures from pockets, my husband's pocket change. Why does he always have so much change?
I don't know. Mine too. I guess we store our change in our purses so it's not as noticeable. But yes, all this stuff needs to have a place or it will be strewn from one end of the house to the other. That means you need some basic stuff, hooks for coats and purses, maybe a bench with cubbies for sitting down to take off shoes and then storing them, a shallow container for everything that comes out of your husband's pockets, and an inbox.
An inbox?
Yes, that's what I call the spot where you put the mail or papers that need to be dealt with. I just bought a really cute metal container that hangs on the wall with my name, my husband's name, and our daughter's name, and we each have our own little slot and you put your stuff in it.
Well, that sounds cute. We have a landing pad in our garage. I've got shoe cubbies and hooks and that sort of thing right outside the door. And we get out of the minivan and, in theory, have a place for everything and put everything in its place.
That's the trick, isn't it? Getting everybody to actually use the landing pad. You could have all this cute little organizing area, and if nobody uses it, well, I guess at least it's still cute, right?
True.
Just be sure it's really fixed up at the door that everyone uses.
True. If you all come through the front door, then put it there. If it's the back door or in the garage, that's where it needs to be. In our case, it's the garage.
Well, we hope you enjoyed some of these tips today and that you have a great weekend.
Happy Friday.